Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S.? Well, it is, with over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Look, have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? I know, who needs woes and wasted weekends? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure. It is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they've got it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com and use promo code PDB at checkout. Today's episode is brought to you by Beam. Transform your sleep with Beam's Dream. It's the secret behind 15 million nights of improved sleep. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to use Beam's Dream, you're going to fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and you're going to wake up refreshed. Get up to 40% off at ShopBeam, that's B-E-A-M, shopbeam.com/PDB, and use the code PDB. It's Tuesday, 9 April. Welcome to the President's Daily Brief. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. We'll kick off today's show with recent comments from Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who insists that Ukraine is destined to become a NATO member. We'll take a look at what Blinken said, and I'll explain why Ukraine isn't likely to get a key to the NATO clubhouse anytime soon. And by the way, it's not just a key. NATO members, I understand, also get a very cool decoder ring, NATO-branded beer koozies, and a swank satin members-only NATO jacket. All right, coming up later in the show, we'll turn our attention to China, where U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is wrapping up a series of high-level meetings. Yellen delivered a message to Beijing, warning of sanctions if Beijing aids Russia's war machine. Now, somebody needs to tell the Treasury Secretary that China has been aiding Russia's war machine for some time now. Plus, we'll examine recent reports that China is targeting voters in the U.S. and Taiwan using AI-powered disinformation. And I, for one, am going to use ChatGPT to write an essay about just how shocked I am over the Xi regime's shenanigans. And in today's Back of the Brief, an update on the situation in Haiti, where chaos is still ruling the streets, and the U.S. government has announced it's bringing an end to charter flights out of the troubled country. But first, today's PDB Spotlight. Last week marked the 75th anniversary of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the Western Military Alliance, formed to counterbalance Soviet aggression back in 1949. As most of you are aware, NATO has expanded significantly since its creation. The alliance began with 12 founding members, including the U.S., Great Britain, and France, but has grown to include 32 members over the past 7.5 decades. The most recent nations to join, of course, are Sweden and Finland. Both got their membership cards this past year. Now, some Western leaders are hoping that membership will grow by at least one in the future. During a meeting of NATO leaders in Brussels last week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters, quote, "Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Our purpose at the summit is to help build a bridge to that membership," end quote. Now, it's worth noting that becoming a member of NATO is actually part of the Ukrainian constitution, and the alliance is very popular in the country. In 2019, then-Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko signed a constitutional amendment committing the country to eventually becoming a member. However, the prospect of Ukraine joining NATO has given rise to a great deal of concern, not to mention angst, in the West. That hesitation arises from NATO's Article 5, which lays out the principle of what's called collective defense, commonly termed, quote, "an attack on one is an attack on all." Article 5 has been invoked really only once in NATO's history. That's it, following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks against the U.S. But many critics believe that Ukraine's inclusion in the alliance would all but guarantee direct confrontation between the alliance and Russia. However, while Ukraine certainly has ambitions to join, and some NATO leaders would like to facilitate its entrance, the chance that it's going to happen anytime soon is remote, possibly even a very remote. For starters, the most significant hurdle that Ukraine faces is the principle within NATO's guidelines that prevents countries with unresolved territorial conflicts from joining. This is to avoid, of course, the very situation that critics fear, that the alliance would be dragged into immediate military engagements under Article 5. Now, Ukraine, embroiled in a war with Russia since 2014, does not meet this criteria. The conflict, especially after the 2022 full-scale invasion by Putin, has left Ukraine with contested territories in its south and its east, namely the Donbas region, which is currently under Russian military occupation, as well as Crimea, which Russia claims to have annexed. NATO members are wary of extending the alliance's security commitments to a nation where conflict is active, fearing it could trigger a broader war with Russia, which of course is a nuclear-armed state. Moreover, NATO operates by consensus, meaning that all member countries must agree to admit a new member. Now, given the complexities and risks associated with Ukraine's current situation, achieving unanimous support would be almost impossible. While many NATO members have expressed solidarity with Ukraine, providing military aid and imposing sanctions on Russia, they'd undoubtedly stop short of supporting its immediate membership to avoid escalating tensions with Moscow. So while Ukraine's aspirations to join NATO are supported by many within the alliance, and who doesn't love a good aspiration, the fact that it's in the midst of an ongoing conflict and the requirement for unanimous agreement among NATO members, well, then makes its near-term inclusion highly unlikely. All right, coming up after the break. Secretary of State Janet Yellen concludes high-level talks in China, issuing a stern warning about potential sanctions linked to Russia's military activities. Also, we examine the disturbing but completely expected trend of China's use of AI for disinformation campaigns aimed at voters in the U.S. and Taiwan. I'll be right back.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, I mean, just maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
Welcome back. I want to turn to China and their ongoing financial support for Russia as Putin wages his war in Ukraine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen issued a harsh warning to the communist regime on Monday, threatening a wave of sanctions if they directly assist Russia's armed forces with the invasion of Ukraine. The remarks came several days into a diplomatic visit by Yellen to China to hold discussions with her Chinese counterpart and other senior CCP officials, and that's according to a CNBC report. U.S. officials have been growing increasingly concerned about the Russia-China relationship amid the backdrop of the war in Ukraine, and, of course, with renewed aggression in the South China Sea by Xi Jinping's regime. While Yellen was careful to acknowledge that China has every right to maintain a relationship with the Putin regime, and that much of their current trade with Russia is seen as non-problematic by the U.S., Any military aid coming from Beijing would immediately trigger severe sanctions. Yellen told CNBC on Sunday, quote, "We stand ready to act if we see significant violations, especially by financial institutions. Anything that involves aiding Russia's military in their brutal war against Ukraine is unacceptable to us, and we have the ability to sanction it," end quote. All right, let's have a show of hands. Who thinks the Xi regime views Yellen's comments as empty threats? After all, the Biden administration hasn't bothered to aggressively sanction Russia's energy industry, which of course is Putin's primary source of revenue, to afford the warmongering. It's unlikely that Xi is concerned about the White House targeting China. It's worth remembering, President Biden signed an executive order in December granting the Treasury Department the power to sanction any financial institutions that are engaged with the Russian military, though the Treasury Department has yet to exercise that authority. Tensions are already running high between the U.S. and China, however, and what exactly constitutes direct military support, well, that's a very blurred line. As we know, Russia has had to turn to their allies, they don't have many of them, and that would include China, North Korea, and Iran, to help replenish their wartime resources as the fight in Ukraine enters its third year. While North Korea and Iran have been directly supplying munitions, China has taken a more deliberate and targeted approach, maintaining close financial ties with the Putin regime and providing critical economic support to Russia's industrial base. Deputy Secretary of State Kurt Campbell recently revealed that Russia has nearly fully rebuilt its military capabilities despite facing staggering losses on the battlefields, in large part thanks to China's economic support. Officials said China has greatly accelerated the rebuilding of Russia's defense industrial complex, essentially backfilling the losses left by former European trade partners. Now, while no sanctions are imminent, and by that I mean they're not going to happen, the warning does come amid strained U.S.-China relations. President Biden spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping over the phone last week, their first conversation since November, although details of the conversation remain unknown. However, shortly after hanging up the phone, Xi authorized a significant incursion into Taiwanese air and naval space by PLA aircraft and naval vessels. Read into that what you will. A senior administration official who briefed reporters said that while the U.S. and China are significantly divided on any number of policy issues, both powers want to ensure that any disagreements between the two are responsibly managed and that the lines of diplomatic communication remain open. Oh, that's nice. Now, to be, I don't know, possibly cynical, the problem that the U.S. has with the China-U.S. dynamic is that China plays a long game. Their strategic planning looks way down the road. In the U.S., the game is only as long as the election cycle. The Chinese regime moves deliberately and without regard for short-term concerns over the whims or emotions of an electorate. The U.S. administration, frankly any administration, is a bit like a raccoon chasing a shiny tinfoil ball, easily distracted, rarely consistent, and somewhat rabid. All right, sticking with China. Reports have emerged showing the CCP is leveraging artificial intelligence to fuel widespread disinformation operations aimed at the U.S. and Taiwan. That's shocking, and by that I mean there's no shock involved in that at all. A new cyber threat report published by Microsoft found that for the first time, do we really think it's the first time, the Chinese government is employing generative AI tools in their covert state-sponsored influence operations, revealing the CCP has even more advanced cyber capabilities than previously thought, according to a report by the Wall Street Journal. Chinese influence operations have long proliferated on social media platforms in the U.S., seeking to sow political discord and shape the public narrative specifically regarding the CCP. The Chinese linked campaigns use fake accounts to push false information on everything from the U.S. drug crisis, immigration policies, racial tensions, and the upcoming presidential election. Microsoft said many accounts are now using a relatively rudimentary AI tool to create images. Tom Burt, Microsoft's head of customer security and trust, said they've seen a marked increase in the amount of activity from Chinese-linked accounts over the past 6 months. Burt told the Wall Street Journal, quote, "We're seeing them experiment. I'm worried about where it might go next," end quote. Microsoft also observed a spike in the use of more sophisticated AI tools by CCP-linked cyber operations targeting Taiwan in January, as the country was holding their presidential elections. In one example, CCP-linked accounts created AI-generated fake audio clips of a former presidential candidate endorsing one of the remaining contenders. Microsoft said it was the first time they've seen a nation-state actor employ artificial intelligence in an attempt to influence a foreign election. Here's a pro tip, probably wasn't the first time the Chinese regime has done that. Officials at Microsoft said that while these operations typically fail to gain traction, some have had a profound impact. Most notably, following the devastating fires in Maui, Chinese accounts spread conspiratorial narratives that the U.S. government had triggered the fires with, quote, weather weapons. The posts used AI-generated images that spread across dozens of social media sites and were translated into at least 31 languages. That campaign was quarterbacked by the Chinese hacking network known as Spamouflage, or Dragon Bridge, a group we discussed last fall on the PDB. The network operates thousands of accounts at any given time and is designed to foster a perpetual state of fear and paranoia among the American public. But Spamouflage is just one of the many networks of spies and hackers operated by China in their efforts to undermine the West. In March, CIA Director William Burns warned Congress that China will employ their sophisticated networks in an attempt to disrupt the upcoming U.S. presidential election. And that should surprise no one. China, of course, denies that any such networks exist, do they? Okay, coming up in the back of the brief, we'll bring you the latest on the situation in Haiti as the U.S. halts charter flights from the troubled nation. I'll be right back.
Ready to elevate your range day or hunting trip? Silencers are the best upgrade you can make to your firearm. And yes, they're completely legal. Silencer Shop makes getting your suppressor easier than ever. Silencer Shop is the nation's largest suppressor distributor, and they'll help get your new suppressor quickly and easily. Suppressor approvals are coming back faster than ever, often in just a few days. Silencer Shop guarantees an exceptional experience with their top-notch customer service, unbeatable prices, and renowned submission simplicity and accuracy. They partner with over 6,000 local gun stores nationwide to ensure easy access to the best suppressors. And at Silencer Shop, a portion of your online purchase supports your favorite gun stores directly. In just 5 minutes, you can have your fingerprints and paperwork ready to go, thanks to the Silencer Shop kiosk. There is nothing easier. If you're not using Silencer Shop, you're working too hard for your suppressors. The one-and-done solution for your suppressor needs, ensuring a headache-free purchase. Explore Silencer Shop for your next suppressor edition and immediately open your eyes to a better shooting experience.
Mike Baker here. When I say the word preparedness, what do you think of? What? Preppers? Doomsday bunkers? Well, the reality is, being prepared for any number of problems or difficulties should be a concern for everyone. You're out hiking or you're camping and you become ill or get injured. The power maybe goes out, the roads are closed, and you've got a child or elderly person at home who gets sick and needs treatment. Or your college student is away at university and gets sick. Maybe you're on holiday somewhere exotic and fun, and your trip is suddenly threatened due to illness. Now you see what I'm getting at. Being prepared for a medical emergency is just being smart. Introducing the Jase Case. Jase, J-A-S-E. Your personalized emergency medication kit with 5 essential antibiotics addressing common and deadly bacterial infections. Doctor created and recommended, it ensures that you're ready for any emergency. And getting a Jase Case is simple. Look, I've done it, and seriously, it could not be any easier. It took no time at all, and the case arrived in days. Just fill out the online form at jasemedical.com. From online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery, ongoing consultation and care, Jase handles it all. Visit jasemedical.com and use code Mike, that's M-I-K-E, just like you probably thought, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your order. Again, that's jasemedical.com and use code Mike. Don't wait until it's too late.
In today's Back of the Brief, I wanted to give you an update on the situation in Haiti. After nearly a month of negotiations, Haiti's leaders have put the final touches on a political agreement that will serve as the framework of a 22-month transitional government. That government will ultimately be in charge of returning order to the nation's capital and organizing the swearing-in of a new president by February of the year 2026. The transitional government will be comprised of a 9-member ruling council, which includes 7 voting members and 2 non-voting observers. The accord will now go to Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who's still locked out of the country. Henry has to sign off on the agreement before officially handing power over to the transitional government. Now, it remains to be seen if the new government will be able to regain control of Haiti's capital. Armed gunmen still control, frankly, the majority of Port-au-Prince, and sporadic gun battles continue to break out between gang members and an outgunned police force. Residents of Port-au-Prince continue to flee the city, pouring into rural areas to seek refuge. According to the UN, more than 53,000 Haitians have abandoned the country's capital, leading to a growing humanitarian crisis in southern Haiti. And for those Americans still looking to get out of the Caribbean nation, well, time is running out. According to a report in the Miami Herald, the U.S. State Department will stop charter flights from Haiti this week, bringing an end to month-long efforts to evacuate U.S. citizens from the island. And that, my friends, is the President's Daily Brief for Tuesday, 9 April. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. I'm Mike Baker. I'll be back later today with the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.